Support for the Something Wild podcast comes from you, our subscribers and listeners, and from New Hampshire's farm and farmers markets, full of fresh goods, rich with agricultural heritage, and available all year long. You can find local farmers markets, farm stands, fairs, and more near you using the directories at visitnh.gov/agriculture. And the Gundalow Company, offering summer adventure camps in Portsmouth for ages 5 to 15, exploring the region's rivers, tide pools, and shore through sailing, boat building, marine science, and art. Learn more at gundalow.org.
I grew up in Brooklyn, in New York. And because of the Second World War, my love of nature became greatly enhanced.
That's Ron Davis, a retired professor from the University of Maine, Orono, and he's kicking off another of our periodic series we like to call First Bitten. I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin, and this is Something Wild. First Bitten is our study of those who study nature and what set them on that path.
While Ron credits the advent of World War II with his passion for the natural world, he points out that much of the thanks actually goes to his father.
Who was a retail businessman, moved his family out of Brooklyn to the Catskill Mountains because there was a threat that the Germans might be bombing New York.
So there Ron found himself, a city kid, suddenly in the middle of a rural environment. And what did he do? What every kid does when confronted with an expanse of trees and fields. He explored.
I'll never forget the stream that ran below our farm in the woods, which had very clear water that cascaded over the rocks, and where I would lie on my belly at the edge of the stream, dangling a hook with a worm for trout. That's where my love of nature was cultivated.
As he grew older, his fields of study included, among other things, limnology.
The study of lakes and streams.
Yeah, over the course of his career, he cast a broad net, studying fens and bogs, alpine tundra, but there were a couple of common elements among his many interests, beauty and the absence of walls.
Well, even then, when I was 11 years old, I had a sense of the aesthetics of nature. I just thought it was beautiful. And I think that much of the motivation that drove me to become a biologist, and particularly a field biologist, derived from an aesthetic base.
And it all started with his dad, huh?
Yeah, and moving the family out of the city.
Another biologist we spoke to recently also inherited his love of nature from his father.
My name is Ben Killam. I study black bears, and I am from Lyme, New Hampshire.
Ben's passion is a classic case of nature and nurture. Biology was in his blood. His dad published over 100 journal articles and wrote 4 books on birds and nature. Ben also grew up in a house that was quite the menagerie.
When I was 2, my dad went on sabbatical to Africa and brought a half-grown leopard into the house, much to my mother's chagrin. But we all survived and came back from Africa with 2 African hornbills and a Nile crocodile that my dad raised in a basement shower until it was 6 feet long, and the National Zoo came and took it away.
Wow, that's like an indoor safari.
And it didn't end there.
We had a beaver in the kitchen that dammed up the toilet and leveled the floors, and there was a porcupine in the greenhouse next to my dad's study. He had aviaries with woodpeckers and nuthatches and crows and ravens and hawks and owls, and we had fox and woodchuck and just about everything you can imagine.
Most of the animals Ben's father brought home were injured or abandoned, and the whole family participated in raising and rehabilitating them.
So my experience, one, I was, you know, I saw orphan animals and I interacted with them, and I realized the relationship you could have with them at a very young age.
Ben described them as pets, but only in a temporary sense. The ultimate goal was always to release each of these animals.
Some of them got wild on their own and ran off, and those were the easy ones. I mean, squirrels always, you know, we raised them loose outside, and they always ended up in the trees and gone, and we had a fox, and it did the same thing, and raccoons the same way. They got wild and ran off. They all wanted to be what they were. They wanted to be with their own kind and in their own environment.
And Ben turned those early experiences into establishing the Killam Bear Center in 1993.
And since that time, we've raised, rehabilitated, and returned to the wild over 165 black bear cubs.
An impressive legacy, due at least in part to his dad. I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.